throws a field caught by him. A touchdown, 80-yard pass play. He's hit the ball free. Colts are going to win it. The Colts are going to win it.
It's Friday night, and your work week is over. This is the off-season home for the Colts. The Last Word on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Yes, happy weekend, TGIF. Welcome to your Friday night, and thanks for spending some of it right here on The Last Word, the off-season home of the Colts. Jimmy Mad Dog Matus is here getting in The Last Word. What is up, dog?
I like being here because I never get The Last Word at home. Here I can get it done.
This is a safe place.
It is a safe haven.
It's the trust tree.
It is.
You can, I would say you can unwind your hair, let down your hair, but.
Yeah, that's funny. That's good.
Hey, did you have any trouble getting in today? Road's all good down by you?
I was okay. I was all right. You know, I'm 60, so I drive really slow anyway. Right? And I keep my turn signal on at all times.
That's called an eventual
turn.
You
just never know when you're going to have to hang a right. So it's just on. I'm good.
Yeah, my neighbor's a cop, so whenever the roads get bad, he's always out like at 3 in the morning plowing everybody's driveway.
Ooh, that's solid.
Godsend.
That's solid.
Godsend. He's a good man.
There you go.
Good man, the neighbor. What? Hey, what a great weekend coming up, by the way. It starts tonight with the Pacers and Cavs, then bleeds into tomorrow with the NFL playoffs. This is one of those weekends where you find a good pair of sweatpants and you just hunker down. You wear
them
out.
The weather, it couldn't be a better weekend for the weather to be iffy, right? Because
right.
I don't plan on going anywhere.
Indeed.
Although I am going to the Pacer game tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, you better get a move on afterwards here.
Indeed.
We got Pacer pregame bottom of the hour. We're going to talk Colts until then, though. The Colts are still looking for their next head coach. No announcement has been made just yet as Chris Ballard continues to interview candidates. And a few other teams that had vacancies have already made hires. But Ballard said he would be thorough, he would be quiet about his search. And it's certainly been that. Any surprise that the Colts do not have a coach yet, dog?
No. Thorough and quiet,
yeah.
Right? That's what we expected going in. There's no real need to jump right on it right now unless you had that guy. And maybe we're down to two or three. We don't know. Maybe we're starting from scratch again. Who knows? But thorough, I think we all expected that.
Yeah, and like with every coaching search, the assistants in limbo have to be proactive about their careers. The Colts have already had a few assistants leave, including offensive line coach Joe Philbin. He's now the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. Tight ends coach Jim Hostler will join him in Green Bay and coach the receivers. Jamal Singleton, the running backs coach, is now that for the Raiders. Defensive backs coach Greg Williams has assumed a similar spot with the Broncos. And most notably, maybe, Colts special teams coordinator Tom McMahon has taken the same position with the Broncos. And McMahon, as you know, dog, one of the better special teams guys in the league. How hard do you think it will be to replace him?
It'll be hard to, as you can tell, with all these guys moving on so quickly, highly thought of coaches,
right?
So it goes to tell you, these guys were in pretty good hands here, and it doesn't surprise me that they've been picked up. But replacing all of them, but certainly McMahon, you're talking about a coordinator, a special teams coordinator, third of the game, one of the best in the business, so certainly. But that's expected. You're going to get a new head coach. He's going to want his guys. So God bless all these guys.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say about McMahon, he was so good in all of the special teams, the coverage units, the kicking teams, but the specialists. He was so good at getting the best out of Adam Vinatieri. I mean, you can argue he's had the best 4 or 5 years of his career under Tom McMahon. Same thing with Pat McAfee, now Rigoberto Sanchez. He's really good at maximizing the talents of the kickers and recognizing talent within kickers, i.e. Rigoberto Sanchez, who was on no one's radar seemingly coming out of Hawaii. And then finally, the last bit of news, it was announced this week that T.Y. Hilton has been named to the Pro Bowl. He replaces Bengals wideout A.J. Green, who could not play due to injury. Hilton started all 16 games, totaled 57 grabs for 966 yards, an average of almost 17 yards per catch. Fell short of that 1,000-yard plateau that everybody likes to point to with receivers, dog. How do you gauge T.Y.'s season? A lot of people point to no Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett learning on the fly. How do you describe the season that T.Y. had?
Well, I think you have to point to all those things as a contributing factor, right, in what he can do. T.Y. is one of the best receivers in the league, and if you ask football guys, they'll tell you the same thing. This year was a difficult year, but still a difficult year for T.Y. Hilton. The football guys understand what a talent he is.
Yeah. The Colts were initially shut out on the All-Star game, so good to see them be represented, as the Colts have now had at least one player in the Pro Bowl dating back to 1998. We've got a loaded show tonight. Later on, we'll get into the playoff games this weekend. But coming up next, we'll hear from Colts owner and CEO Jim Irsay. He'll talk about what he's looking for in a new head coach, Andrew Luck's health, and the important offseason that's already underway. We're back for that in just a moment here on The Last Word on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Sports are my life, getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
If your daughter dreams of performing at an Indianapolis Colts game and is between the ages of 6 and 14, then the Junior Colts Cheer Program is just what you are looking for. The Junior Colts Cheer Program is a great way for your daughter to strengthen her dance skills, meet new friends, and learn what it takes to be an Indianapolis Colts cheerleader. Be the first to join the program for the 2018 season by registering your daughter today. Log on to Colts.com/junior cheer. The Indianapolis Junior Colts Cheer Program is supported by Massage Heights and Curtain Call Dance Studio.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you. So let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
Furnace on the fritz? Whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, you need a dealer who knows what it takes to warm things up. With your local Bryant dealer, you're getting more than just a technician. You're getting someone who pays attention to your needs. And a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes. It takes attention to detail, the right tools, and friendly, knowledgeable service. Bottom line, it takes a Bryant dealer to bring the heat. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com.
Bryant, whatever it takes.
Hey, where are you going?
How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know?
The Last Word with Jimmy Bad Dog Matus and Matt Taylor is coming back in 60 seconds.
When you've been in the business since 1951, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, we get outstanding feedback from our customers. Why? Because we know how to make quality concrete, and we will help you make sure everything is addressed before your contractor pours. Call Shelby and find out what you need to know on your next project. 317-738-3445. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate experts. Bottom line, we'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Speedway is proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts. Speedway has everything you need for your life on the go. Great food and beverage choices. And only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards Card, where you earn points good for free food, merchandise, and more. Pick up your free Speedy Rewards Card today, only at Speedway. Proud to be part of your community and proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
One, two, three.
We're talking Colts in the offseason on The Last Word with Jimmy Bad Dog Matus and Matt Taylor on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
The Last Word is brought to you by Meijer. On top of weekly specials and built-in low prices, M-Perks gives you personalized rewards. Sign up for M-Perks, and you can save 15% more each year at Meijer. You're just minutes from savings at mperks.com. As promised, we're going to hear from Colts owner and CEO Jim Irsay. He was gracious with his time here recently, sat down with Colts media reporter Caroline Cann, and talks about the excitement and process of hiring a new head coach.
All the nuances and all the aspects of the way you have to build this thing to get it so you can achieve excellence and get to the top of that hill. I'm thrilled to be here. Thrilled to you know, just for you and I to talk as a couple fans to our fans, and just to say how, you know, bitterly disappointed we are not playing right now with the playoffs going on. All it does is make us work that much harder. Yeah. All it does is put more fuel on the fire. All it does is make us more wild-eyed and more passionate about how we're going to go get it and how we're going to go get it done.
Well, the last time that you went through this change of finding a new head coach, you rattled off some 11-win seasons with that team. So maybe looking for the same thing. But when you're looking for this candidate, you mentioned that Chris is going to lead this charge and bring those top candidates. When those top candidates come to you, what's going to separate one from the other? What are some things that you're looking for in that head coach that's going to be the head of your team?
What it's about is Chris really getting tunnel visioned and drilling down, and then I'm there for him to come, to me, and I'm there to help him. It's like, listen, talk to me, tell me what you're thinking. I've been everything. I've been a ball boy to a general manager. I was a general manager at 24. I was an owner at 36. Come and talk to me so I can do anything I can to help you. In the end, again, encouraging, stay with your intuition, stay with your gut feeling, stay with your intuitive aspects. And when he comes down to saying, okay, Mr. Irsay, this is our guy, then me rubber stamping it and saying, I think you've gone through everything that you need to go through in your process, and now you've come to the answer that I can't help but to rubber stamp and agree with.
Yeah. Well, finally, I want to ask you about another big event that's coming up. I know the record isn't what you want it to be, but it does give you a third pick in the NFL draft. How excited are you to be able to add that type of talent to what is already happening here and all the positive things happening for next season?
Boy, really excited. I tell you, one thing that you have to remember is that we've been so good for so long that we haven't had the luxury of those high picks. And so we have many options. I mean, Chris can trade down. He can take the pick. He can, do both, take the pick in the first round, trade down in the second, third, and fourth rounds. I mean, you have to realize, all of a sudden, there's so much equity that's happening, right before your eyes. I can't tell you how excited I am when I start looking at the excitement, when I'm working with, Chris Ballard and looking into Andrew Luck's eyes and seeing the fire that's there, seeing the type of football team that, we have going forward. This is really exciting times. I just want to let our fans know that we are so fired up about where we're going and the excitement we feel as we think about the next 2, 4, 6 years and some of the things that we can accomplish going forward. Some tough moments for Colts Nation, and with all our fans, I share the mutual pain and suffering that we've had to go through with some of that, and we're really looking for a great 2018 season.
All right, again, Jim Irsay right there with Caroline Cann from earlier in the week, and Dog, a lot of topics covered right there, a lot to digest, an important offseason here to say the least. What was your biggest takeaway from what he had to say?
Again, we have an exceptionally passionate owner who has tunnel vision into what he wants, and that's to go win. And it starts there and it ends there. And whenever you hear him talk, that's what I get anyway, is that is where his focus is always.
Yeah, he has a lot of passions, but he's most passionate about the Colts, most passionate about football and getting the Colts back to the playoffs. So again, thanks to Jim Irsay for the time. If you missed any of that or you want to hear it again with all the podcasts and radio shows from earlier this week, you can find it on Colts.com, the Colts mobile app, iTunes, and on TuneIn. Are you an iTunes guy?
No. Not really. The rest of the family is.
Yeah.
We're listening to that. I'm more a Pandora guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I like a big
in,
mixture
boom.
Of things, right?
So you don't want to have to think. Just bring it to
me. I listen to everything, so just mix it up and throw some stuff at me.
All right. Time for a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get into the Forum Credit Union question of the week and get you set for all the games coming up this weekend. It's a big one. We're back after this on The Last Word, the offseason home of the Colts on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
There's more for your favorite sports at Meijer. More cheering with officially licensed team apparel and accessories for the whole family. More snacking with a great selection of party platters for your game day spread. Order at the deli or online at Meijer.com. More heartbreakers and cliffhangers with low prices on TVs from Vizio and Samsung. There's more of everything you love this sports season for less at Meijer.
Hey, Colts fans, this is Barbara Boyd, Indianapolis Leadership Council member for UNCF, the United Negro College Fund. Your contribution to UNCF is an investment in our next generation and sending Indiana kids to and through college and in the communities they'll settle in to start their careers and give back. Go to uncf.org to invest in better futures for our students and for all of us by contributing to UNCF. UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in.
When your job demands a Hall of Fame performance, you need to call the pros at Walter Payton Power Equipment. Recognized as the leading supplier of Manitowoc Grove, Broderson, and Fozzie Knuckle Boom Cranes, along with National Boom Trucks, Manitou Rotating and Heavy Lift Telehandlers, along with Talbert Trailers. They have the field covered with locations in Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Kentucky. For the best in sales, rentals, parts, and service, give the pros a call at Walter Payton Power Equipment, 765-482-4145, or visit on the web at wppecrane.com.
If you've seen the yellow nozzle on the pump at the gas station, you know that ethanol blended fuels from E10 to E85 are growing in availability across Indiana. Choosing E85 for your flex fuel vehicle means that you are using a cleaner burning fuel that has been proven effective and safe for your engine across millions of miles. Millions of gallons sold, billions of miles driven prove that ethanol blended fuel made from corn is a smart choice. Let's clear the air with Indiana-grown ethanol. Brought to you by the Indiana corn farmers with their corn checkoff dollars.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
The timeout is almost over. Jimmy Mad Dog Matus and Matt Taylor are coming back in 1 minute on The Last Word.
Bullseye Event Group has earned the reputation of hosting the best parties prior to sporting events that include celebrities, athletes, and chefs like Guy Fieri. Bullseye Event Group is the leader in event hospitality and sports travel, and it's located right here in Indy. Bullseye Event Group's hospitality includes the Players Tailgate at the Super Bowl, the Derby Launch Party, Gate 6 Hospitality at the Masters, and yes, Bullseye's VIP pregame tailgate before every Colts home game. Bullseye Event Group's goal is to provide the best experience you can have at an event. Check them out at bullseyeeventgroup.com.
Have you ever dreamed of performing in front of 65,000 Colts fans while cheering on the boys in blue? Now is your chance. The Indianapolis Colts are holding open cheerleader auditions for ladies 18 years and older who have confidence, poise, and exceptional dance skills. Colts cheerleaders perform at every home game, serve in their community, and travel around the world. Auditions begin Saturday, April 7th at 11 a.m. To register or receive more information, visit colts.com/cheerleaders. The Colts cheerleader auditions are presented by Tyler Mason Salon and Spa and sponsored in part by Curtain Call Dance Center.
This is your off-season fix on the Colts. The Last Word with Jimmy Mad Dog Matus and Matt Taylor on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
All right, there you go. Bringing us back with Magic Slim and the Teardrops.
See, there you go, baby.
Jimmy Mad Dog Matus.
Make it weak, my brother.
Loving his blues. We are back for the final time on The Last Word, the last local show of the week. Coming up, Pacer Hoops. Time now for the Forum Credit Union question of the week. All right, dog, with John Gruden now in Oakland, who would you like to see as the new Monday Night Football analyst?
Snoop Dogg.
You're for real?
Of course I'm not.
You're
for real.
Not for who real. Who was the comedian that did it before? Was that Dennis Miller?
It was.
Yeah,
it was.
That went over like a you-know-what.
You know what? It always sounds like we don't think he can do anything wrong, but if I was the head of this, my first phone call would be Peyton Manning. That would be my first phone call.
Yep.
He's proven it. People are going to want to hear him say, see what he's doing. I think that would be my very first call.
You know, a lot of fringe football people would tune in just for Peyton. And you're not alone there. Per Bovada, the online sports betting site, Peyton Manning's odds to get the job are 12-5. The other candidates, I guess, you can wager on. Lewis Riddick, his odds are 4-1. Steve Young, I don't know. Like, Steve Young, to me, doesn't move the needle. I don't know why. I can't describe why. It's just maybe a personal thing.
It must be. He knows it. He's thoughtful. He's well-spoken. I could see that. But I think when you put all that together, guy who's done Saturday Night Live and commercials and gets to people that aren't necessarily dialed into every Monday night football game like I am, might tune in and check it out. And that's the goal, right?
That's the goal.
Of course
in this day and age.
I mean, why else would you go with a guy like Dennis Miller, right? I mean, why would you reach out of the box and do that? You would only do that because you think you could attract viewers with someone who was outside of football, didn't want to work. But if you get a guy who is funny, provocative, smart, knows what he's doing, great reputation, you've got all of that in Peyton.
The other guys you can bet on, Randy Moss, Matt Hasselbeck, Rex Ryan, oh, please no, Tim Tebow, Eli Manning is 20-1, and Boomer Esiason is a long shot at 20-1. So, interesting list right there. Visit the Forum Credit
Union.
No
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg wasn't on the list.
Do you watch that game show that he hosts? I think he's pretty good on that.
Is he?
It's like on TBS,
I haven't seen it.
Like card.
No, he loves football.
It's not Card Sharks, but it's something like Card Sharks. It's pretty good. It is good. Forum Credit Union fan forum section of Colts.com. Go there to interact with other fans online. You can post a topic and participate in various.
Dave Chappelle.
I'm never going to get through this read. Never. Forum Credit Union helping members live their financial dreams. All right, let's close out the show. What's going on this weekend? Let's make some picks.
Who you got this weekend? It's time to let it ride.
All right, the let it ride standings after a week. Dogs in first place. Whoa, he went 5-4.
It's my year. It's my year, baby.
1 week down. Easy. I am 4-5, and I missed every NFL game last week. 0-4, man. Try to make it up coming up right now. Falcons at Eagles, 4:20 on Saturday. Interesting nugget here. Since the merger in 1970, there have been just 5 cases when the home team was installed as an underdog in the divisional round. All of them were 2 seeds until now. The Eagles are the first number one seed to be an underdog in their opening playoff game. Dog, a lot of that has to do with Carson Wentz's injury. Can the Eagles make up for it at the quarterback play with the quarterback play coming up tomorrow?
I think all of that has to do with Carson Wentz's injury.
I was trying to be nice.
But I got to go with the Falcons in that game.
Me too. Titans at Patriots, 8:15 tomorrow night. The Titans win their first playoff game since 2003 last week. And a come-from-behind effort against the Chiefs. Meanwhile, the Pats are 9-1 in divisional games at Gillette Stadium. My question to you, Dog, is not who wins, but how much do the Patriots win by?
I think it's going to be a close game.
Ooh.
I really do. I think the Patriots will win, but I think the Titans will want to run the ball and will be able to run the ball against the Patriots. And if they can do that and not turn it over, then I think they can keep this tight.
Yeah, the line on this game is like 13. So I am going to go Patriots in a rout. Jaguars at Steelers, Sunday at 1:05. These two teams played back in week 5. Jacksonville won in Pittsburgh 30-9. They forced 5 interceptions, the first 5 pick game of Ben Roethlisberger's career, and that was not the only Steeler problem in the game. They allow 231 yards on the ground to the Jaguars. Can the Jaguars replicate that performance, Dog?
No. Steelers.
Saints and Vikings, 4:40 on Sunday. These two teams played back in week number 1. A lot has changed since then. Minnesota won 29-19. Who you got?
I like the Vikings in this one.
I think this is going to be the best game of the weekend. I'll take the Saints on the road, just to go opposite of you.
What a great story it'll be if Minnesota's one game away from being able to play home in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got the best defense in the league, according to fewest yards and points allowed. All right, quickly, rapid fire. NCAA basketball tonight, Marquette at Butler at 6:30.
Butler.
Me too. Number 5, Purdue.
Purdue.
At Minnesota tomorrow.
Purdue.
I'll take Purdue. Notre Dame at number 12, North Carolina tomorrow.
North Carolina.
At home, give me the Tar Heels. And then Northwestern at Indiana on Sunday at 4:30.
Hoosiers.
Ooh. That's a toss-up game. I'll go IU at home. Cavaliers at Pacers tonight.
Pacers.
Give me the... Ooh, got to think with your heart and your head here. I'll go Pacers, too. All right, we're closing out here. Dogs, bad joke of the week. We always go out on a high note.
Why do you say they're bad jokes? Because they're gold. They're gold.
Depends on who you talk to, but they're dogs' bad jokes.
So the Super Bowl's just a few weeks away, right?
Right.
I was at the Super Bowl about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Sitting really, really up high. And I'm looking down. You know how it is, and you're way up high, and Kathy wasn't there. I was by myself, actually. And so I'm sitting up there, and I keep looking down to see if I can find any seats that are open, that are closer. Right? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, and across, I see, like, third row, like 40-yard line, there's a seat open. So I watch it for a while, figuring that somebody's at the bathroom or something. But, right. No, nobody comes back. So finally, at halftime, I make my way there, and I go down. There's a gentleman there. And I said, excuse me, sir, is anybody sitting here? He said, no, as a matter of fact, there's not. Go ahead, sit down. I said, wow, I didn't expect that to happen, right?
And lucky you.
So I sit down, and I said, man, I can't believe someone didn't use this seat at the Super Bowl as good as they are. He said, well, actually, that's my wife's seat. This would have been our 23rd straight Super Bowl.
Wow.
But unfortunately, she passed away. So I'm very sorry to hear that, but couldn't you find out? Family member or an outside relative or a business associate, a friend, somebody to sit here? He said, nope, they're all at the funeral.
Priorities, brother.
See? What do you got?
Can't break tradition, dog.
No.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. Stay warm, all right?
All right, brother.
We'll see you back here next week for another bad joke featuring Jimmy Mad Dog. Coming up, it's Pacer Hoops, Cavs at the Fieldhouse taking on the Blue and Gold right here on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.
Speedway is proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts. Speedway has everything you need for your life on the go. Great food and beverage choices. And only Speedway has the Speedy Rewards Card, where you earn points good for free food, merchandise, and more. Pick up your free Speedy Rewards Card today, only at Speedway. Proud to be part of your community and proud to be the official convenience store of the Indianapolis Colts.
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
Sports are my life. Getting out and being active. When I injured myself last year, my doctor referred me for an MRI at Center for Diagnostic Imaging. Their centers are easy to navigate with simple scheduling. My doctor even had my results back within 24 hours. CDI is the preferred MRI provider for the Indianapolis Colts, and they helped me get back in the game. Where you go for medical imaging is up to you. Go where the pros go.
For more information, visit mycdi.com/in. That's mycdi.com/in.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you. So let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
What if a car company didn't just build better cars, but helped build something more? Like community, family, futures. Well, that's exactly what Honda's doing, right here in Indiana. We're home of the award-winning Civic, and new home of the CR-V, both proudly built in Greensburg. We're Honda, and we're building something more together. From your central Indiana Honda dealers and Honda Manufacturing of Indiana.
2018 Colts season tickets are going on sale this February. The 2018 schedule features matchups against the Cowboys, Dolphins, Giants, Bengals, Bills, and AFC South rivals.
Kick is on its way. It looks good. It looks good. It is good. 55-yarder.
Log on to Colts.com today for more information or call 317-299-4946.
He's hit the ball free. Colts are going to win it. The Colts are going to win it.
We'll see you at Lucas Oil Stadium in 2018.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.